next on Speak Up.
That was great, you know, and that's a great transition where you look around and you're like, wow, God, we're doing this together. It's just you and me.
In a global perspective, you do grow older, and your body changes.
Oh, that is called midlife crisis.
It all starts right now.
81% of parents don't think
dating
violence is a problem.
Right.
What you're going through, you think you're the only one that's ever gone through this.
It is not always well. Sex is not the sin, and sex is not the problem.
You know, address the elephant in the room. Don't miss that opportunity.
I think also, as women, we have a lot of things to do. We multitask, so that's why we have to control.
You're starting a new job, moving to a different country, getting married, becoming a parent, and what about the long-awaited retirement? What do these things have in common? Well, these are life transitions. They can be exciting and joyful, but sometimes they can be stressful and may even bring emotional distress. How do you cope with them? We are speaking up today about life transitions. Now, ladies, how is it for you? Do you think it is easy to go through some of these transitions in life?
Some are and some are not.
I think I wish I could retire. That would be an easy transition.
That's what you think.
Yeah. For some people, that transition is hard because, like my mom, she has this, you know, she likes to go, likes to work. Mm-hmm. She likes to be on task.
Uh-huh.
So when she retired, she became the 50-plus leader at the church.
Mm.
So she just transferred one job to another, which was very helpful because sometimes when people retire, some of them get kind of sick, not because they're old, but because
they
it's a life transition and they stop normal activity.
Some people become busier after they retire.
Yeah.
And it's like,
talking about 50-plus leader of the church, well... transitions. What can I say? I went through the marriage thing. I, you know, had the babies. The babies grew up. And for me, being a parent basically defined me as a person. I still have my identity. I know exactly who I am, but I see myself as a parent. But I see myself as parents of kids. And now my kids are adults. They are all
they left.
Two of them still home. So one is married and two of them are still home, but they have their own lives and they work outside. So but that is for me was the biggest transition, being the mother of three children.
Yeah.
And now I have to be the mother of adults. So I'm still dealing with that.
So your role changes as you change through some of this.
I'm still mom, but not mom.
On the other side of that, your kids are transitioning. The one that just got married. I mean, that's a huge transition.
Right.
I've never lived alone. I went from my parents' house to college where I was living with roommates. Back home, back with my parents, got married, living with my husband, and all of a sudden I'm living by myself for the first time in my life.
So that is a huge change in your identity, who you are. You know, as single, I can only imagine, you know, when you get married, you're no longer single. You're now married.
It's
not about you. It's about you and him or you and her, depending who you are. But really, it's a change of who you are. It becomes, for you, when you became a parent, now you went from, you know, being a single mom, I mean, a single person to a married person to now a mother. So all these transitions in life, some, as you said, can be harder than others for us to really embrace, depending.
So some are great. So we've talked about some of the negative transitions, but some of the great transitions is when you move from home to your own place. When
you buy
I had that experience of living by myself, I looked around and I was like, this is great. Why didn't I do this before?
Do this.
Things are right where you left.
It was great. You know, and that's a great transition where you look around and you're like, wow, God, we're doing this together. It's just you and me, you know? That was a great transition for me. I love it.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting.
I think there's expected transitions, right? I think
that's
as women, we expect certain things. I got out of college, you get a job, you get married, you have kids. There's some of these things that are expected.
Yeah.
And those bring change, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you go through that change, but then what about the unexpected?
That's right.
That finds its way in. And if it's happening while you're going through one of these expected transitions,
then it's an
hard.
Added stress.
It's a lot of added stress.
I actually had that experience when I got married. I was leaving my parents. I went to college and roommates, and then I got married. And then I was like, well, at first my husband and I, we weren't planning on having kids, but eventually we were like, you know what? It's about time for us to have kids, and I'm not getting any younger.
Mm.
And I just couldn't get pregnant. And then at one time I wasn't expecting to get pregnant. I got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But after 3 months, I lost
the baby. So it was hard, and I thought maybe I would wait like a month or two, or you know, like a year to have another baby. But boy, about a month after, I was pregnant again, and I lost it again.
So that it was very
unexpected.
Well, you're expecting to become a mother in those 9. You're expecting to grow your child and you're preparing
then
to be
the unexpected moments of
that happened.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that is very difficult to go through something like that, and where most women do go through that after, as you said, you get married, you have your children, but now you can. And sometimes there's pressure, you know, for people, family members, and others in society if that transition doesn't happen. In your life. And so you're like, what's wrong? It's almost like the impression that your life is not going to be complete unless you go through that transition. Is that what you feel sometimes?
Well, I even have a friend. She had the same experience as mine. She had miscarriage, and because the in-laws were expecting that she will have a child, they were trying to pressure her. And because she lost that baby, they were trying to put the blame on her, which was very difficult.
That's very hard.
I'm like, it's not something that you would want to do, right? It's unexpected.
No, definitely not. That's not helpful.
So that was very hard.
It's hard when there are personal choices that individuals need to make.
Yeah.
Having children, being married or not. These are personal choices for individuals. And so it's not nice when other people weigh in so heavily on your personal choice, because then when the unexpected happens, it makes it doubly worse for you.
Yeah.
Because you have your private thoughts and then you have other people's thoughts.
Right. Mm-hmm. But generationally, what was acceptable for my mother, my grandmother, the transitions
may
that were acceptable
for them.
That is true.
But they're looking at you saying, you've been married for a couple years. What are you doing? And I'm not ready.
I just would like to, being 50-plus, remind you guys that
the
there
elderly
are
transitions. The
transitions. You should call my mom to join the group, man.
Yeah.
Call my mom.
There are transitions that happen. It's the same for throughout in the global perspective, you do grow old, and your body changes.
Oh, that it comes midlife crisis.
And no matter where you are, you cannot get comfortable in bed anymore. Then you start getting a different mattress. Of course, you know this comes in handy too.
Sweating
so
all the time.
Things that you just hear about it. Yeah, the sweating.
Harder to keep the weight down. Yeah, right? the metabolic changes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you know, now I'm very empathetic. Somebody's complaining about you know, aches and pains. I know exactly what you mean.
We have the right person to talk to us about this topic today. Dr. Cheryl Doss is a professor at the Theological Seminary at Andrews University and a director for the Institute of World Mission. She has done research on this topic of transitions. So, Dr. Doss, thank you for being here. You heard our conversation.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit, what are the different types of transition that women go through?
Well, there's many ways of categorizing transition, but there's the developmental ones, which are, you know, physically based. You're born, you go through puberty, childbearing years, and so on. Mm-hmm. And then there are the life cycle transitions, family life cycle transitions.
Like
getting married, the birth of the first child, and the addition of family members, and then the beginning of the leaving of those children as they go away to school.
Like the emptiness that happens.
And so on. There's work-related transitions where people get a new job or leave a job or lose a job for whatever reason. There are also then, of course, as was mentioned earlier, there's the traumatic or unexpected transitions that can affect one of the other ones. So the developmental transition of expectation of having a child is not met when one cannot get pregnant. Or there is a traumatic transition in the family life cycle with the death of a child, a family member, or a severe illness, for example, can be very...
And all these things can disrupt a lot of turmoil.
Right.
We want to learn more about what you have to share with us. We have a lot more questions for Dr. Doss, but don't go away. We'll be right back. We are speaking up about life transitions today. Dr. Doss, Cheryl Doss is helping us. Dr. Doss, tell us what triggers some of these transitions.
There can be internal triggers or external triggers.
Oh, tell us a little bit more.
External triggers are the kind that many of them that we've mentioned already, where marriage is obviously an external trigger. It changes you from a single person to a spouse. But this also triggers internal transitions in which you are making changes inside. I remember the first time I had to sign my name. Cheryl Doss instead of Cheryl Brown, it was like,
what?
Who am I now? Who am I now?
When did this happen?
Readjusting your whole, and many of you mentioned things about how your identity is changed by the different transitions. So you go from being a spouse to being a mother. Or you go from being mother of children to now kind of mother friend of adults, you know, and so these external transitions are there, but the internal ones, and sometimes internal transitions spark external ones. So you've been putting up with a job that just doesn't quite grab you, and then one day you decide,
I'm going to quit.
I'm going back to school.
Right.
You know, I'm going to change this this part of my life. So it can both.
We can identify with that, right?
Yeah.
So what makes it so hard, though? Sometimes for some of them are so difficult. So what do you think makes it so
well,
hard?
Well, transitions all share similarity. Something has to end before something new can begin.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And between the endings and the beginning, there is this
chaos
time, and it's a loss, really, because anything that ends, there's going to be a loss. Even if it was something not so good, like let's say you've been trying to get pregnant and you finally do, now you're throwing up. Okay, so
you have to go through that.
There's something in the middle here that isn't so great anymore, and you get this new wonderful child, okay, that you're after, but now you're not sleeping.
You can't sleep at night.
You know, at all. So there's always something there's an ending that has to be grieved in some way or let go of in some way before the new beginning can start. And that chaos stage takes different forms in different people. Mm. And also, the interesting thing about transitions, especially when you think about the family, is how many are piled on top of each other.
Oh, when you
so
have
so one individual's transition often goes. So let's just face it, ladies, we go through the empty nest and menopause at the same time. Right?
That's not very helpful. The hormones going crazy.
Yeah, and our children are maybe getting married and then having children and all that, and maybe our husband's getting a new job or a job transfer at the same time. You're moving house. You know, these things are piled on top of each other. Yeah. The same can happen in younger stages of life where you have a new job and a new marriage in a new location that you've just moved to. Mm-hmm. So when you pile them all up. And then especially if you add an unexpected or traumatic transition at the same time to that, an illness. So as one person was just saying to me today, she said one of the hardest transitions she ever went through was when she broke her leg so badly that she could not walk for months.
Oh, so she couldn't walk.
She couldn't work. Mm. She became from an independent person to dependent.
Loss of autonomy and independence.
That's hard.
Yeah, very, very difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit, too, you know, what can then somebody do to cope with that? Let's say you have all this layered, one after the other transition. What is helpful for someone to cope with that?
Crying. Crying keeps you healthy.
It's normal, though, right?
That we already do.
That's a natural response. Well, if it's an expected translation, one can prepare oneself for it. And I think one of the important parts of it is recognizing the normality of the process, that there is always grief, something that one has to let go of, one has to grieve the loss of, that there's always an adjustment period, that it doesn't just happen quickly for many of us. Yeah. And the more transitions we have at the same time, then the more likelihood that we're going to have multiple adjustments, which makes it more difficult, takes more time. And I think patience with ourselves is so important.
So it's not like you're going crazy, that you're just weak, or that, you know, you're sick, or it's okay. It's a process. Right. There you go. Also, I think probably that family, friends, the support system.
Drawing on your support system, especially if it's a family transition, giving each other space to go through it in our own time and way.
Tell us a little bit about that, because sometimes men seem to go through some transitions much differently than women. Is there some difference among gender response to transitions?
I think so. I think so, especially when it comes to major moves, let's say family moves, where you're moving from one location to another, oftentimes for one or the other spouse's job. But let's just say it's for the husband's job and you're moving to a new location. Well, then the husband has work to go to. He has a purpose for having made that move. Often it's an advancement or some reason that he's done it. Yeah. Whereas a family now has to co cope with
adapt themselves
finding,
to that.
Finding the new job for the mom, finding the schools for the kids, and doing all that. And the mom often carries a heavy responsibility of that. And especially, and the other kind is in the dependency, independence. If there's an illness in the family, the mother is the caregiver oftentimes, right. the wife right. of the family, or the daughter.
So she carries the
she carries the burden of the caring of the family and for the welfare of the children.
Yeah, another thing, too, in the case of MUVA, you just said, I think women, too, they tend to rely upon some support system, friends, and whereas maybe the male, he's working, he's fine, but she, the spouse...
He has an automatic, at his
kind
work,
of
kind of thing.
Supporting place at work, where she's having to, like, learn and adapt to new friends, and that can be isolating. Sometimes.
Yeah, and in many families, the wife is kind of the social secretary. So if you're going to have somebody over, or your kids want to have a party, or they, you know, the sleepover or something, it's really kind of mom that arranges. If dad probably is never going to arrange and do the cooking and everything for the potluck. I mean, you know, maybe he'll help, but you know, oftentimes the wife takes the responsibility.
Yeah. I think the dad will only say, "Okay, it's." We are in charge of potluck. Do what you do. That's their part. Just telling we are in charge of potluck.
And then my house.
Well, lucky for you. I guess he hands on. You know, for women, there are different ages. I think we go through some specific things. You said we should prepare. Can you tell us a little bit about what to expect at 20, 30, 40, 50? Well, is there some internal kinds of things that happen?
Well, there's, you know, and that's the other thing interesting about transitions is that if we go through it at what's considered age appropriate, usually transitions are easier. But sometimes we go through things in ways that aren't considered age appropriate. So if you're having children at about the same time all your friends are having children, it's kind of considered normal. But let's say you wait an extra 10 years to have those children, then you're kind of out of sync with the group and you're the grandma mama.
Like you have a child in your 50s.
I've been taking my little 2-year-old niece to Sabbath school, and of course everybody assumes right away that
she's your child.
She's not, but I'm sitting around thinking, I went to school with all these people. Yeah. I graduated with them, and those are their little children. But I'm sitting there with my niece and don't have
Same anything. With me. I'm on this WhatsApp group with all my high school, you know, friends. All of them, you know, the kids are now, just showing the pictures, are 20s. And I'm like,
they have grandchildren now.
Hey, some of them have grandchildren.
Yeah. So basically, you're a grandma at this point.
I'm a happy auntie. But, you know,
so doing it together. So most women, what's considered kind of the usual is that after you finish your schooling years and you either get married or you don't, but you have your career begins there. And then in the 30s, sometimes, kind of developmentally, both men and women actually begin to question the decisions they've made in the past. If they have a career, why are they in this career?
They want to find purpose, maybe.
If they're married, why are they married? If they're not married, why not? Yeah. You know, children, all these kind of developmental questions come up in the 30s sometimes. Uh-huh. And the 40s are a major transitional decade.
For both men and women,
For both men and women.
The midlife crisis that we hear about.
Yes, the midlife crisis or the beginning of menopause sometimes for some women. So you physically, you're going through some changes. You're also kind of in that midlife, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? If you have children, they're beginning to leave home, you know, and what am I, how am I going
to do? So that's an opportunity then for you to...
To refocus.
Yes. Because as you get older, I think a legacy starts to matter more.
That's right.
What you're about. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you so much for helping us understand a little more about these life transitions. For more information, visit our website, hopetv.org/speakup. There you can find resources and download our Speak Up notes on this topic of life transitions. This is an easy resource to share with your friends and with your family. Also send us your comments and your questions. When we come back from the break, the Word of God will speak up on this issue. We are speaking up about life transitions. Ladies, all of us could identify. What did you think about our conversation with Dr. Doss?
It's inspiring. Mm-hmm. I mean, she opened my eyes to a lot of things. Transitions can be scary, but they're necessary. It's life.
That's right.
Everything that lives and breathes has to transition at some point. So because we're alive, we have to transition.
And I think our human nature is, I don't like to change. Mm-hmm, I want to stay right here doing this. Mm-hmm. This is comfortable.
We're scared of change, basically. But I think what she said is we have to be patient because we are, whether we like it or not, we're going to go through a transition.
That's right. Yeah.
From a baby, now we're an adult, now we're like, we're 50 years old. And eventually I will be 50 years
I
old.
I like right? that she shone a light on the internal and external transitions.
That's true. That was great.
But the internal transitions, I guess, you know, Mother Nature takes over. But external transitions, I have control over it. And there are a lot of things that I can make decisions. I made a decision to go back to school. And, you know, even though I was not young anymore, and that was that. I was in charge of it.
So you can have some control. Sometimes you can't control what happens from externally, like if it's something unexpected that happens to you.
Like an accident.
I would argue that even in the internal,
you can control.
You know, you can still control with your thinking. Like maybe you're going through a period of time and what caused you to move and go back to school is that maybe you weren't happy with your life as it was and you wanted to grow. You told yourself, I can do this.
I just wanted to defy the, you know, status quo. I said,
say,
I'm going to go
to
school.
Yeah. So you tell yourself, you know, I'm going to take the leap and I'm going to change this.
Right.
And
It would be
that.
Very easy sitting, like I said, in Sabbath school with my niece to look around and feel like, I don't fit here, right? It would be very easy. Instead, like you're saying, I just
tell
switch
yourself.
On. I love being an aunt. I love it. And I'm just enjoying
I
where I am. And the best part is I get to take her home to her parents.
You enjoy
whatever is good and you don't let what other people are doing. That's them. That's their journey and you're on yours.
And don't let people around you pressure you to think that you're less because you're not. Doing
where
that transition
are.
At that time in your life.
So I guess look at it in a positive way.
Yeah, you have to. And I think part of it, why it's so hard for some women, some of us to go through the transitions is that we say, okay, who am I? If I'm not doing this, then I'm not enough.
Or less than
the others. And that's not the case, right? Mm-hmm. You can change your identity also through some of these transitions to go from single to go to now being a Mrs. So-and-so. And there's positives, but there's also some not so positive things that come with it, but you just embrace the good of it and you just become a better person because of it.
You know, and I think you hold on to what has been. I think you also have the chance. You can hold on to the things that you love about your life where you are as this changes. This is not the only thing that's happening in your life.
Yeah.
Right? So even though they're having babies and I'm not, my career is moving. I'm working with teen girls. In some ways, I feel like those are my girls now, you know?
Right now, you embrace
the right now while some of these other changes are happening.
While some women who might be at home raising their babies look at you and say, I wish I could have a career just like
there's
you.
There's always somebody that's looking and saying, I wish I was wishing on the other one. Now, what does the Word of God have to say about this?
Well,
Is there any text that can give us some insight?
There's a bunch of texts that talk about this. One of my colleagues says something to this effect, that all living things grow and all growing things must change.
That's
human beings. All of us are living and growing and breathing, so we all must change to some degree. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's really fearful. Some people are afraid of change. But all change isn't bad, you know? Mm-hmm. Some transitions are just great. You're moving from one point in life to the next, and that's a good thing. But sometimes we are afraid. And so, Jasira, can you share that verse with us today?
Yeah, which happens to be one of my favorites. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Mm. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's such a beautiful promise.
So no matter
Joshua 1:9.
Joshua 1:9.
I remember this has really marked my life too.
Yeah, so no matter what the transition, no matter if you're in high school, going to college, if you are a single woman, getting married, if you have now become a widow, if you are in the professional world and you've now become a pastor, all of these things are transitions.
It's beautiful because sometimes you feel, and I read this recently, sometimes you feel like you're in a dark place, but maybe you're just planted there.
That's right.
To grow.
To grow. That's
so,
it.
You know, I thought that's beautiful. You know, these transitions can help us to embrace maybe a new vision of ourselves, and we can grow from them to become more like what God wants us to be.
And
this is very hopeful. Now, I think that many times we don't want to embrace that. We want to stay in the dark. And the more that we look at ourselves, the less we see the beautiful future that God has for us. So I think one of the things that's important to go through in this transition is to don't be so, you know, focused on yourself.
That's right. Remember that you're probably going to have the opportunity to help somebody else
that comes along behind you. Because you went through that.
Yes. And that's powerful. Yep.
That is powerful. I mean, if you look back at your hard times and the difficulties you've had doing transitions in your life, you now can actually minister
to help someone else through that.
God is good. You may be struggling through the pain of divorce, perhaps the loss of a loved one, or even the fears and anxieties of retirement. If you are experiencing a difficult transition in your life, take courage. God is with you. Remember, if you think you were placed in the dark, perhaps God has just planted you in a place to grow and to bless others around you. Seek Him today. Remember to visit our website at hopetv.org/speakup. There you'll find more resources, including our Speak Up Notes on Life Transitions. You can share them and use it for yourself. Now, if you need prayer, prayer partners are available to pray with you right now. Call us at 1-888-446-7388. Also, send us your comments and your questions. Share with us your story. We will see you next time to speak up on issues that matter for your whole health and your happiness.